Welcome to another exciting edition of the Tech Show, Wednesday night live, sometimes Sunday repeat. Tech Show here on Wi-Fi 1460 AM. I'm your host, Glenn Hahn. Telephone number to reach out to us tonight is 609-447-0236. 609-447-0236. And guess what? We have a full-packed studio for everyone tonight. Let's go down the list of who we have in the studio tonight. Ba-ba-ba-bum!
I'm squished.
Bailey! Bailey is back in the studio tonight.
Aloha.
Aloha. Then we got Sarah. Sarah hasn't been around for a couple of weeks. Come on, Sarah. Say hello.
Hi.
Hi, Sarah. And then we got Sarah's big sister, Chelsea, rocking in the house tonight.
Have a good day.
There you go. So, looks like we have another exciting edition for the Tech Show for you guys tonight. Hey. Justin,
I just wanted to leave everyone with a bit of a teaser because we're going to go to the guest in just a moment. But any tech news to tease the audience with for after our guest?
For after the show. Yeah, we got some new stuff. The Kinect. Let's talk about the Kinect after the news. They're going to be releasing a new software development kit for hobbyists out there so that they can do some really neat things with the Kinect. And I know Chelsea is dying to mention that she has some Kinect experience that she wants to share with everyone.
Okay,
after
today,
the guest.
Well,
after the guest, this is the lead-in.
Yeah. All right.
Okay.
We're just teasing the audience right now.
Hey, Chuck, how you doing tonight?
All right, how about yourself?
Good, good, good. So, Chuck, tell us a little bit about yourself.
Oh, where do you want to start?
Well, you know something, as I always say, the Earth began to cool. 4 million years ago, the Earth began to cool.
That's right. I even go back a little further to the Big Bang when I was born.
Oh, yes.
I am a father, husband, IT professional, podcaster, author, black belt, you name it. There's a lot of facets to me.
Black belt. Karate,
yep.
Right?
Black belt and karate.
Ah, cool. I was thinking about, you know, for a minute there, I hate to say this, I was thinking about that Six Sigma black belt days when I used to be an employee of that big company that paid no taxes to the IRS.
Yeah, somehow I knew you were going to say that as well. Every time I thought of people that said, oh, I'm a green belt in Six Sigma, like, I'll green belt you right here, buddy.
Oh, you better believe it. I'll black belt you over that little tiny...
How much sweat did you have to put out for that piece of paper?
Oh, all credit to them. Yeah, I mean, all credit to it. You know, I guess I learned something, and quite frankly, it's been so many years, I basically forgot it.
Oh, I still run into it on a daily basis on my day job.
Oh, that's pretty cool. So tell me, the blogging, I'm really interested in it. As you know, we have Bailey, Sarah, and Chelsea in the audience tonight in the studio. And
yeah.
Bailey has always been itching to be her own blog. Is a blog master?
Yeah.
Can I term that phrase blog master?
Sounds good to me.
Yeah, okay.
It's between webmaster and blog artist, blog producer, whatever you do with them.
Yeah, so yeah. So tell me a little about blogging, how you got started and how people should get started in it.
I got started shortly after getting a family account from our local cable provider when we first got high-speed internet. I said, you know what? I need a place to put stuff. And just started really hard coding my own HTML. And from that, I said, wait a minute, I'm a programmer. I can think of a lazier way to do this. And started writing my own blog.
Are you trying to say that all programmers are lazy? Or they strive towards laziness?
Yeah, there's a certain zen about that, right?
Yeah, there is, isn't it? I love that, you know? I mean, you know, in the past, you know, I've employed many programmers, you know, in my professional career. And I love the one who goes on the interview and goes, you know, so tell me about your programming style. And he goes, well, I'm lazy. Okay, you're lazy with the code. We're just talking about, like, lazy in real life. Can we get a definition of laziness here?
When you're in the interview, it comes across as, I'm always looking for efficiencies. You got to get the wording right.
Yeah, you know, I'm lazy, you know. Well, I tell you, I'm like the laziest guy you're ever going to hire. And I feel like I'm interviewing George from Seinfeld.
No, then a buddy of mine, I was using that same software that I wrote it in Perl and then rewrote it in PHP, and he said, why are you doing this? You've got this podcast running, and you're running your own software. He says, why don't you just use something off the shelf like WordPress? And he gave me a significant boot in the pants for that, and we've been using WordPress for the last 6 years.
You know, it's funny, too, because, you know, I talk to a lot of people, and, you know, I talk to a lot of people through the show and our audience and so forth, and a lot of people are talking about WordPress. You know, get to start WordPress, do the log, the WordPress look and feel. How do you feel about that?
I like it because it comes in two flavors. You can either get it fully hosted at WordPress.com.
Oh, I was thinking about chocolate and vanilla, but
oh, chocolate
okay.
and vanilla?
I'm sorry.
Hey, if someone else is buying, I'll eat it.
Okay, I'm sorry. Sometimes I get a little bit goofy, especially when my daughter's in the studio.
I know how that goes.
Yeah. No, so going back, let's be serious now. So we have the two flavors of WordPress.
Yeah. You can either get it fully hosted at WordPress.com, just sign up, free account. They take care of all the maintenance, the management, upgrades, all that stuff is at your disposal. But the trade-off is it's a little limited. You can't place ads on the sidebar, and there's only a certain number of themes, and you can only customize it so far. So if you wanted to really geek out, you could go to WordPress.org.
Oh, I love that word.
Geek out?
Yeah, I love that word, geek out.
Oh, yeah.
I love that word.
Yeah. You go to WordPress.org, you download it, you register your own domain, TomasiFamily.org or ChuckChat.com, whatever.
Mm-hmm.
Load it on your hosting provider, and you take care of it yourself, and you just twist it till you're blue in the face, and you got a pretty theme, and everything looks cool the way you want it.
Really? I mean, so WordPress is basically, you know, for the lazy people, okay, who want to get it and start a blog. Okay, I guess that's the quickest way for them to get on board and do a blog.
Yeah.
Okay, but you know something, I think so I suffer from short attention span. I admit it. You know what I mean?
Squirrel.
Yeah. Boop. I feel like, you know, sometimes dunk dunk. You know, keep hitting my head against the wall. Hey, when's he gonna get it? You know what I mean? But so I'm going on the internet. You know, and I see blogs and people write blogs and so forth, and It's hard. I mean, how do you like, okay, I'm John Q. Public, okay?
Uh-huh.
And, okay, my interests are, okay, motorcycle riding.
Yep.
Okay, yeah, big fan of motorcycle riding. And what else, Bailey? What else would I be a fan of? Motorcycle riding and, okay, motorcycle Phillies, Philadelphia Phillies, okay?
All right.
So let's come together and say, okay, you know, how do people like, you know, when they write the blog, okay? I mean, is it 99% of the blogs out there, like, to the side, you know, sort of like, you know, PageGroup of the USA Today, and it's like 1% really capture people's attention?
Yeah, there's what they call the long tail syndrome, where the people further up, closer to the body of whatever animal or creature you're thinking of, have the original content, and then the others sort of ride along for it. And that's kind of the reality of life, is there's going to be a small number of people that have original content that captures the attention of a lot of people.
Right.
And for John Q. Public, if you wanted to start one and do it on motorcycle riding, you know, say that's your hobby, that's your passion. You
feel like passion, that
you're somewhat of an authority. You've been doing it for a number of years. You start up a blog and just start putting your thoughts out there. And it's amazing, you know, people will start searching, and the more you produce content, the more percolates to the top of the search engines, and you'll start getting recognition and followers, and even if it's, you know, 100 readers,
right,
or you know, 500 readers, think about this. Would you consider it an honor if somebody asked you to stand up and speak in front of 500 people? You go, heck yeah, I'd do that.
Well,
that's effectively
first of all,
what you're doing. You know, it's kind of cool because you can capture readers without much effort. I mean, you just say, hey, I'm going to put out an article a week and see what happens.
Well, first of all, if someone asked me if I went to the stand and talk in front of 500 people, I'd say, what, are you nuts? You don't want me.
I do it in a heartbeat.
Are you kidding? You never know what I'm going to say. I mean, sometimes on this, sometimes I could be a loaded gun here, you know what I mean?
Yeah, but if there's a motorcycle show coming to town.
Yeah, if there's a motorcycle show coming to town.
Would you like to come and do a 30-minute presentation for them?
Oh, yeah.
Talk about whatever.
It would be fun. You know, for me, it has to have a fun factor.
Oh, absolutely.
And that's what I'm looking at, okay? So if I want to do a blog or people want to do a blog and so forth, you know, it goes back to the old story, you know? The guy who comes home, you know, and goes, you know something, honey? Says to the wife, and we talked about this off the air, you know, honey, I want to start a blog. You know what I mean? And, okay, so I sit down, I do the WordPress, I start out a blog and so forth, and then, you know, 2 days later, you know, if I'm not having fun with it, I'm going to get bored with it.
Yep.
Right?
Right.
And then a week later, my wife is going to say, well, how's that blog going? And I said, you know, it's fun, it's not so fun. Okay, is anyone actually reading what you're saying?
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
So, are people reading what I'm blogging? You know, I don't know. You know, I go on YouTube and sometimes I get surprised that people actually like download and listen to this show, you know? And,
yep.
And I can't believe that, you know, like people actually listen to the show on the weekends. You know, the radio station sometimes is amazed and sometimes they just want to hide under cover sometimes. You know what I mean?
Yeah, it's the same way. You take a shot at it.
Yeah, you take a shot at it.
And if it doesn't work, what have you lost? You know,
what have you lost? You lost nothing. Okay, so then, you know, the third week rolls around. And how do you beat this? How do you beat that crest of the wave and the thrill of the blog? Oh, boy, that would be a great tagline for, like, CSI blog, you know? The thrill of the blog. Yeah, it looks like, you know, look at that. He didn't capitalize correctly on his blog. What did him in. But yeah, just besides the point. So, you know, you get past that third week, right? And it's like, how do you beat the thrill, the malaise of the blog where you put 3 weeks into it and all of a sudden you realize that the only one that is reading your blog is your great aunt in Wakasa somewhere and she's reading it because she's a pity reader. How do you deal with that?
You got to keep it fun. You do it for you. Like you said, if it's not fun, you don't want to do it because it will take some time, and anything worth taking time should be enjoyable.
Yeah, it should be. I mean, it should be enjoyable. You know, it should be fun.
You don't have to sit down at your computer and do this, you know, every Tuesday night or you know, for an hour each night, whatever frequency you want to put into it. There's ways to blog on the fly. I mean, I can write a WordPress article from a mobile app or from my browser on my iPhone. So it's just quick. You can jot down thoughts. You can. Whatever comes to mind, or you can do a fully fledged, edited, and published article, however you want to cut it.
That's a really interesting idea that you just said. You know, the whole blogging and the mobile app blogging, you know what I mean?
It's
like the one step bigger than Twitter. You know, Twitter, what do you get? Like, Chelsea, do you tweet?
Not really.
Narf? Do you narf?
It's weird.
Do you narf?
Yeah, all the time.
I don't even know what that was from. Do you narf? Chelsea's in the studio tonight. She's the older of our three in studio co-hosts here. So, I mean, you and your friends, you tweet.
More
Tweety
like
Bird
Facebook,
tweet.
Facebook.
I saw a Putty Cat tweet.
No, it's like more Facebook.
Okay, so you're doing more Facebook. Yes. Facebook gives you more than the 160 character limitation, right?
Yep.
So you get your thought, okay? And today, if you don't mind, I'm going to share with our huge, vast listening audience here in Philadelphia, South Jersey, that Chelsea tweeted about the mole, the chemical, the mole. You know, the mole equivalents of chemical?
Yeah.
Okay,
yeah.
One mole equals 12 grams of carbon, you know what I mean?
Yep.
Okay. So it's more of a thought and so forth. So how would you translate it? Would that be something you might want to translate into a blog?
If I had more to say about it.
I mean, Chelsea.
A tweet is sort of a stream of consciousness for me. I just, you know, 140 characters and go, hey, everybody have a nice day. Or, you know, looks like another snowstorm on the way to northeast Wisconsin. Yippee for us. Good thing the snowblower is working still. Very short, quick messages. A blog is something more, requires some thought.
I mean, would that be something, Chelsea, that you would do? Would you blog if you had the opportunity?
If it was something that was like an interesting topic, then yeah, I actually would.
Okay.
Did she say chupacabra?
No, an interesting
topic.
Chupacabra,
yeah. Wait a minute, I think the Jersey Devil is attacking the studio at any minute. Okay, this is the tech show on Wi-Fi 1460 AM. We're not coast to coast AM. Midnight. Okay, we're calling in with that latest conspiracy theory, Chuck. So if I had the time, I guess I would blog. You know what I mean?
That's just it. It's you got to have the time, and you got to be willing to put the time in. Because as fun as it is, you know, you do what your passion is.
Right.
If you like
right.
water skiing, you find the time to go water skiing. You know, if you like riding motorcycles, you're going to find the time to do that. If you like to blog, and you like to write, and you like to share your information with other people, and be recognized as a subject matter expert on this, that, or the other thing, you're going to find the time to do it.
Yeah, okay. So what have we learned so far? Okay, we learned that in order to succeed at blogging, okay, this is where we regroup, and this is where we have our lesson for the kids out there. We learned that if you want to blog, okay, A, it should be something fun for you. It should be a fun subject for you. You should have fun with it. Don't take yourself too seriously. Have fun with it, right?
Absolutely.
Give it some time. Don't worry at the moment that you have your pity reader that's out there, you know, someone in the family, right?
Yeah, it takes a long time to build up a serious audience.
Yeah, you know, that, and then people eventually will notice you and, you know, blog and so forth, and have fun. Isn't that what it all really is, Chuck?
That's what it's all
about.
That's
the bottom line, fun. So, Chuck, you also wrote 2 books, correct?
Correct.
So tell us a little bit about the books, and let's have that as we always say, that self-promotion moment. I don't know, that's what we're here for.
All right. I'll try to keep a long story short. The first book I did was Podcasting for Dummies in June 2008.
Was that in the Yellow Series, those dummy books?
Yeah, that's the Black and Yellow Dummies books.
Oh, yep. I love those books.
Yeah, they're fun.
They're fun.
I actually got called in for a rewrite because the first edition got dated really fast.
Now, let me ask you a quick question. Do you decide the Dilbert cartoons in those books, or does someone else do it?
Oh, the artwork was up to somebody else entirely.
Yeah, I mean,
I tried submitting something, and they just replaced it right away.
There you go.
That's not funny, and it's not even good artwork. So I've been doing some volunteer work, and this is a good tip for anybody out there listening. If you give and you give and you give, eventually it will come back to you. So I've been doing some volunteer writing for other online publications, and the original co-author of the Dummies book said, hey, Wiley wants a rewrite. Do you want to be my co-pilot? I said, yeah, absolutely. So as part of that, I got signed up with an agent because it was part of the contract that he was on, and she's out there looking for more work, and then the second book came along, and she said, Pearson wants to do a social media series, and they have a gap. They need somebody to do WordPress. I said, well, I've been using WordPress, so I ushered in my podcast co-host, who's technically more savvy than I am, and said, would you like to be an author? So the same way I was shepherded in, I also shepherded in somebody else, and there's 2 books.
Sounds great. Now, how do we get these books? People who are interested, how do we reach you? How do we contact you? How do we read your blog?
You can find everything about me at chucktomasi.com. It's T-O-M-A-S-I.
And we can put that on our radio station. Put that on that little Facebook account of theirs.
Sure.
And is there anything else tonight?
Oh, where do you want to go?
Unfortunately, you know, I don't think the FCC would allow me to say my thoughts on the air at the moment.
You need to start a podcast where you can say anything you want.
No. No.
Oh, that's awesome.
You know, I think that whatever that's going on in my head should really, you know, as we say on this show, what happens on the radio show
is broadcast to everybody.
Stays on the radio show with the kids. Well, Chuck, listen, it's been a pleasure tonight having you on the air. I hope it was enjoyable for you.
It was terrific fun.
Do you want to give your website and contact information one more time for people that should have their pens and paper ready?
That's Chuck, C-H-U-C-K, Tomasi, T-O-M-A-S-I.com, and that'll point you to the other sites. All my podcasts live over at chuckchat.com. And, you know, there's links to the books and other projects. I mean, everything from Sunday school teacher to karate black belt. That it's sort of all about me.
There you
That's
go.
My site.
Well, listen, it was a pleasure having you on the air, and I hope you enjoyed it. And we look forward to having you on our show again.
Oh, I look forward to that. Let's do it again soon.
Okay, we certainly will.
Thank you very much.
Thank you, Chuck. Have a great night.
You too. Bye-bye.
Okay, hey, Chuck, he was good. He really rolled with it. He had a good time with him.
Yeah, 2 in a row. That's
two in a row. It's really good, you know.
Good guess.
You know, and this show is not just for the fringe anymore.